Good morning. 00 hours. Snow. 34 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Snow. 32 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Snow. 33 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. 36 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. 36 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. 37 degrees.
NADDF mobile.
Good morning. 07 hundred hours. 37 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. 36 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees.
Fire when needed.
Okay.
Okay. Access control, meaning like doors and things like that, the badge access, and setting all that stuff up?
Correct. Badge access, and I was trying to figure out another word, because what I use is, company, whatever, terminology, blah, blah, blah. Access control, badge access, I service the systems, I troubleshoot the issues with them, and take corrective actions.
I'll bet that's all kinds of fun, sometimes.
Actually, I love my job. I love what I do. You know, I love figuring out the issue. And, coming up with a solution. That's my job. You know, I troubleshoot.
Well, that's very cool. Everybody just wants a job that they love. So, sounds like you're one of the lucky ones.
I've been in the industry for 31 years. The first 5 years with the company, I was what they call a dispatch operator. I worked in what we call the central station. So I sat at a desk, an alarm popped on my screen, and then I followed instructions and then took the appropriate actions according to company procedures. It's the best way to describe it. I did residential, commercial, whatever came on my screen, dispatch guards. I did it all in the central station.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm just on my way to drop my car off this morning. There's some functionality of my driver's seat that is broken, so I'm hoping that I can get it in. They can get it fixed for me relatively quickly. I got the next few days off, so it'd be nice to get it done before I had to go back into the office on Thursday.
Well, since you have a couple days off, you know, the dealership's going to take those couple days to take care of it. First thing, they go in there, and then they do a quote-unquote diagnostic. Let's see what's wrong with it. I know what's wrong with it. The bolt is broken underneath the seat. You need to put a new bolt on. Yeah, but we have to do a diagnostic on it to make sure the bolt is actually broken. That's going to cost you $125.
Yeah, the whole process is exhausting. I am kind of lucky. It's still under warranty, so I shouldn't have too much of a problem. I shouldn't have the cost or anything. Otherwise, I wouldn't have taken it to the dealership. I got a buddy that has a shop that I'm sure they could have fixed it. It's just exhausting, though. You know, they're, oh, well, we'll need a few days for this and then that. And it's like, so you're going to have my car for 2 weeks because the seat's broken? Well, we hope not. It's like, come on, man. Can you just get it in there, have somebody look at it, tell me if you have the parts or not, and I'll leave, or you can keep the car, one or the other. It's like, you know, all the red tape is infuriating, but I need it fixed, so here I am.
I hope you picked a good dealership.
Yeah, I'm going over to Suburban on Van Dyke. I've had pretty good luck with them. They're one of the bigger repair facilities in the area, so they can usually get stuff done at a reasonable time. I mean, they're by my house, Royal Brian. Those guys are dirt slow. It feels like, you know, you call them to get an oil change and they want 3 weeks to get it done. It's wild. So these guys can usually get stuff done relatively quickly. We'll see what happens.
What's nice is I have one place they go for oil change. The company's not there. Fleet Management isn't a big fan of it because they say they're not an authorized vendor on their list, but yet when I go there, they take the fleet card. And all it is I'm like, what's the difference between this crappy place in Richmond that you want me to go to compared to this other shop that I've been going to for years? And they're like, oh, well, we're going to charge you $7 extra. I'm like, I don't know, charge me $100 extra. I don't care. I go to the only place that I trust.
Yeah, and, you know, as silly as it sounds, but car maintenance is tedious and gets in the way of everything. So if you have a place that you like to go, even if it's just for oil changes, because they can do them, like, on demand, it's worth going. That's I found Ace over by me that's super easy. I can go there at 8 o'clock, and I'm out of there by 8:20, and it's easy peasy. And they always have coupons, and I'm done.
Yeah, I go to that Hens Oil that's right there on Gratiot, just north of Hall Road, on the east side. Why do I go there? One, they're quick, and they're polite. Two, I know the owners. Three, my daughter is there.
You know, I went to that place for years, and now I'm not in that area hardly ever anymore. I grew up in Mount Clemens, and for a long time I worked just north of there off of Gratiot, and now I never make it in that general area, so I don't go over there. But, you know, they always had the Rain-X washer fluid that you could get put in there, and that was always nice because I love that stuff, and I hate when they put the blue stuff in. So it was always nice to go there.
Hey, John, I'm about the one by, if we're thinking of the St. Fens Oil. It's the one just off the Hall Road on the east side, right there by Burger King and Taco Bell, right around there. That's where they're at.
Exactly. That's the one I'm talking about. Went there for years.
Yeah, my daughter's been there for 7 years, I think. 2006, yeah, 7 years. She's been there. She was one of the first few employees that were hired in when the new owners took it over, and she's been there ever since. The manager, as a matter of fact, is her best friend.
Well, I was going there before 7 years ago. My office moved to Troy probably 9 years ago, 10 years ago now, and so I just never make it down that way. I live in Grosse Pointe Woods and work in Troy, so unless I'm going to see my parents, I never make it in that direction.
We're just giving a pause and see if there's another operator out there. Yeah. I mean, I live in Memphis, but I go after work, stop by there when I need an oil change, she takes care of me, and then make it home. For my routine maintenance, tires and what I embrace and stuff like that, I go to the Goodyear on Chandler north of Fall Road. It's called Ray's Auto and Tire. And I take it there because, again, I trust them because they're friends of mine.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, when it's not warranty work, I always take my stuff to Jefferson Motor Service over there on Jefferson and in between Crocker and 16 Mile in Harris Township. That's a buddy of mine. I grew up with him, so I always know that I get taken care of.
Two brothers that run the shop, one of them is retired, but I've known them longer than I've known my wife. They used to run the gas station across from my sister's 7-Eleven way back in the late 80s, early 90s. So we became fast friends, and then we shoot bottle rockets at each other during the 4th of July. It's not smart shooting bottle rockets at a gas station, but, properly aimed, it's just fine.
Well, you made it out. I mean, nobody got blown up, so it's fine.
Yeah, they're a good group of guys. And now I said one of them retired, and the younger brother, who's just a couple years older than me, he runs the shop, kind of, sort of. He's like the main person there. And then his nephew is the shop manager. He runs the whole thing. And then my buddy Gary, his son, works there as one of the change techs. So, I get along with them all. They're good friends of mine.
Yeah, you got to take your vehicles to people you trust, because it'll cost you money, and these things can be dangerous if not maintained properly.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for my work family, I do a lot, you know, I get over there, of course, for all the fleet maintenance. But my personal vehicle, my next-door neighbor is more or less a backyard mechanic, but he's been around cars since we were kids. His father used to race at Mount Clemens Raceway, so he grew up doing mechanic work, and I had him rebuild the whole front end of my Escalade, and it cost me half as much going with him than it did going to any other shop.
Hey, Tom, I just pulled up at the dealership here. I'm going to be clear on your final. This is K-E-8-R-U-H. I will talk to you soon.
Yeah, I'm getting into the sink up here in Romeo, Rochester area. So, 73-K-E-8-R-U-H from KCKGO. Talk to you soon.
Good morning, 1000 hours, mostly cloudy, 37 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy, 38 degrees.
W-A-T-P-T. K-E-8-T-F-M. W-A-C-T-T, how you doing, Davian?
Not bad. I'll drive across town and deliver some stuff, but that's about it. Enjoyed the first week off, and now I'm into week number two. Kind of not. You, do you have a good holiday?
Yep. I just left the town of Memphis, so I'm going to do some shopping, heading back to the house. Nothing exciting, though.
Yeah, we're a little bit bummed about the weather. I was hoping for a bunch of snow, because we weren't able to make it up north. They rescheduled all the hockey on us, so we couldn't make it up there. I wanted to try and hunt one more time. And I haven't convinced myself up to drive up today and hunt tomorrow.
Well, down here until January 31st, I think possibly on public land, too. I have to double-check that, but I think I read that. So that's good, but I ain't seen nothing but a spike in about four different does every 5 days, so... There's, like, nothing around unless they're hiding.
Yeah, I can probably try hunting down here, but antlers are going to be falling off here. And I don't know. I don't like shooting does that I can tell are pregnant. I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, I hear you. It's like early in the season, if you shoot one, then they got their babies with them. There's that. And then later in the year, they might have their babies in them. So I pretty much only shoot bucks. If I ever get to the point where I'm seeing like 15 to 20 deer at my place, then maybe I'll shoot a doe. But like I see about five at the most at one time. So I think some other people around me are doing this herd control.
Yeah, that's how I am, though. Hunting in spots where I see a lot of bucks, so. Yeah, so once January hits and antlers are falling off, it's a lot harder to sort through them. So, plus I don't want to deal with the mess that antlers are falling off if I want. Even though it's really not a problem, but, yeah. We did try musky fishing in the spillway, not yesterday, but the day before. We ain't anything, but we at least gave it a try. We seen some people on YouTube catching them. They didn't say where they were at, but I could tell where they were at, so I went there, but we weren't able to make it happen.
Was there somebody else in there? Stepping on anybody. I'm near Bauman and Rattle Run, or Dolan they call it here, and I'm cutting out. I should be getting a good shot for the repeater. That's weird.
I couldn't tell if they were coming into the repeater or not.
Yeah, somebody's out there. I just heard them again, and I'm too far away from you unless you're up here by me. Is there another station out there? Go ahead.
Hey, FADS. I just wanted to comment that both you and Davian are solid in the repeater that other stations take any.
All right. I don't hear him no more, so maybe he was on the fringe. Yeah, Davian, I've seen bucks with antlers in the February for sure on my cameras. And now that I think about it, I haven't gotten any deer on my cameras that didn't, you know, that lost their antlers. So I don't know if they just go somewhere else or if they're all shot. And I got to wait for the next year's crop. but yeah, I've seen antlers here in late February.
Yeah, maybe I'm overthinking it. I don't know. We'll see. I might try some of those areas you pointed out, or the over at 25 in Gratiot. There's a POTA Park State Game area. I might go hunt over there. We'll see. I think I found a couple spots in Wetzel, but you know, I don't really like walking all the way back there with my climber, so I don't know. We'll see. Well, I did finally have someone driving by my node, and I did get one message on my node since it's been up. I think today I'm going to try to go into the attic and see if I can get the antenna a little bit higher, see if I can connect to anybody. KE8TFM.
Yeah, I got my one up 22 feet and it decided to die on me today. And Aaron has the same one and he said it did the same thing and it needed a power cycle. And then it connected again, and I'm not going to keep pulling down this frickin' pole and power cycle because somebody can't make a frickin' circuit board that works. So I emailed them to see what they say, but whatever.
Yeah, the nodes really need a software update to have like a low power polling mode where it gets put into a deep sleep for some time and then comes back up. Does what it needs to because I mean it's drawing a few milliamps and
1200
milliamps when it's transmitting, so
mostly cloudy.
It's not going to take long to wear down small batteries with that, that's for sure, when it's running all day.
Yeah, that ain't why mine's dead. It's at 80%. It's got an issue. It just decided to not connect to Bluetooth no more.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen issues like that. That's, I don't know. Mine, I don't connect. Once I got to the Wi-Fi on my house, then I just connect to the IP address that shows up. So I can't say I've noticed anything with the Bluetooth. You still out there, Dave? Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought you were...
Yeah, this is the rack.
We're doubling.
The rack version of the Mustang.
You added it to me.
Hell-Tex actually are doing pretty good.
Goofing around here.
They actually go to sleep or something, too, because I got to hit a button to wake up.
Old Donald.
When it's sitting in my truck, this portable one, so, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But, all right, I'm in the driveway. I'm going to go in the house, so just, I heard you out there wanted to say hi, and I'll catch you again on one of these devices. WHCPP.
David, I didn't know yours was deployed. I'm surprised you can't see me and I'm not seeing you. I'm really surprised.
Yeah, there's a little bit more improvement I can make to the antenna. Well, quite a bit, actually. I'm just running a small, it almost looks like a router antenna that you screw in and you can put on a 90-degree. That's what I have on the node now, and it's on my second floor in my walk-in closet. But I have that bigger one that I'm going to try and get mounted towards the peak of my roof and see if I can get it going in the in my attic. I got to wire a plug up there where the light is, and that's what I got to make time for. So I'm going to try and get all that done here this evening when I get home. So there's still hope. I still might be able to hit you once I get that figured out. All right, go ahead, Dave, and then back to Greg.
All right, let me see how I get into the repeater. Hold on, let me use my nose. All righty. That's better. What was I going to say? Yeah, I ended up swapping out that light socket and putting in an electrical outlet, and then I did like a pulley system, and then I got the node all the way up near the peak of my attic, but I've got the same kind of antenna like you do. It's like a screw-in like Wi-Fi antenna, so I don't think it works too well, so I was kind of looking at 8 dBi gain antennas, but I read though if you get the higher gain antennas, like it flattens out the donut a little bit, so I don't know if it will hurt local things around you and more favor the longer distance, so you got to be careful. I'm wondering if a 5 dB gain antenna could be kind of like that Goldilocks zone. Unless you're like up high in like a skyscraper or something, I don't know if the 8 dBi would be worth it for us. Go ahead, Greg.
All right, I'm in the driveway, gonna go in and eat, and I'll be monitoring K8 BSI.
K8 mobile monitoring.
There was a
go ahead first. I was just asking earlier, I was trying to get in at you if you were fishing in a boat on the spillway or from the shore.
This is K8TFM. All right. I had a hard time hearing, I don't know if that was two other stations or just one, but I didn't hear the fishing stuff. So, no, I was just fishing offshore. It was basically all locked up with ice, so I walked underneath the bridge on Jefferson to the other side, and I was able to get into some open water and was fishing right over there. That's where I noticed in the YouTube videos 2 weeks ago people were fishing and catching them. I could tell by the rocks and that just because I had been there before. But yeah, we didn't have anything in there, but it was pretty loaded up with ice, so I'm hoping, I think tomorrow winds are going to be out of the west. So if that happens, the ice is all loose. I'm hoping that it all flows out of there. And then, Dave, on the antenna, I'm gonna try to. I have the 8 dBi gain antenna, so that'll be the one I experiment with, and I'll see how that works, and we'll go from there. All right, go ahead, Dave, and then other stations.
Okay, you must have gotten the same one or that I was looking at on the RAC website. Go ahead, Cujo.
About antennas and fishing and stuff like that on my way to Grand Rapids. I just thought I'd chat in there and say hello, everybody.
This is Anthony. I was the one asking in the fishing question, but I believe the antenna that I have on my node that's on my roof is an 8 dB gain, and it seems to get out pretty well. It gets local stuff, which there isn't much, but it picks up my mobile node and gets stuff further out. So far, I found it to be pretty effective.
Yeah, mine looks like it's like a long gray tube, basically. So I got that antenna. I think it's 8 dBi gain. Got that from Amazon, and then I bought a piece of LMR 400, a 3-foot piece with the end tight to the antenna and then the SMA. So I'm gonna just use that to connect the node and then get some power to it. So we'll see how it works. Yeah, once I have it up, I'm probably not going to have anything to do, so I'll put my portable node in the car, and I'll see how it does. KUTFM. All right, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, when you get it up, let me know. I've got a mag mount antenna in my car. I can drive around and test your range. I was doing a zigzag pattern over here, and the weird thing was is, like, my node was hearing me, but I wasn't hearing an acknowledgement back from my node, so I thought that was really strange. So I'm wondering if maybe another node picked it up. So there is a node somewhere around 22 in Van Dyke, so I'm surprised you're not able to pick it up now, but you said it's in a closet, so if you put it by a window, maybe you can receive it. But it's weird how these things work. You almost have to go on the long, fast channel or the channel zero or whatever you want to call it, and you got to, like, type a ping message out. And that, like, wakes up nodes around you to respond or kind of, like, acknowledge that they got it. So this stuff is very beta. So I'm not sure who I'm handing it off to. I think Cujo, and then Cujo over to RUH.
All right, I don't think he's on anymore, but, yeah, I've been picking nodes up. I actually drove to Harbor Springs over the weekend and surprisingly picked a few nodes up there. Got three in Harbor Springs and Petoskey, and then picked up one on the Zilwaukee. But there's, you know, even driving up 75, there's not a whole lot of action. So it'll keep building. Like you said, it's all super beta. So hopefully it keeps building out as more of us get nodes up. We'll see what happens. Over to you, Davian.
Yeah, hopefully it gets there. I'm hoping at least the last antenna move here at least connects me to somebody. Because, I know the node near 22 in Van Dyke, for whatever reason, when I power up both my nodes, the one shows at my house, but then the other one shows by 22 in the Van Dyke Expressway for some reason. I'm not quite sure. I was not able to figure out why it does that, but I don't know. Maybe that other node was actually me. I'm not sure, though. But yeah, I don't see anything other than mine. So, yeah, we'll see. I think it's all an antenna situation, so I'll have to do that. Maybe I'll measure the power and everything on it, just make sure that I know what that is, that it correlates to what it's set to. I could do that.
Yeah, you're going to find out that these things only output about 0.15 watts, so anything you can do for a gain is probably going to be helpful. That's why I was kind of looking at that station too. It's actually got a power amplifier in it that will get it all the way up to the 30 dBm, give you a full 1 watt out. It can go beyond that, but not license free. So if you did amateur mode, I think it can go up to like 3 watts. But that's the problem with these SX1262 chips. They only can do like 22 dBm, which correlates to 0.15 watts. So, but, you know, I'm impressed with that little amount of power, how far it can go. I mean, you can get a couple miles with it, and it is susceptible to environmental conditions. So if you don't get anything, like, right away. Like, it might just be, you know, the weather day. Like, if it's raining, it will, the 900 megahertz seems to be affected by the rain a little bit more. So, but we do have a node that's, like, 23 in Romeo Plank. I'm at 23 in Card. Greg's at, like, 24 in Hayes. And so we, one of us should be able to hear you. Like, I'm surprised Greg can't hear you. So, once you get it in the attic, I bet you that's proof. Go ahead, Anthony.
I will catch up with you shortly. This is Kenny, RUH. If you're still chatting, when I hop back in, I will get back in the conversation. Otherwise, have a great day. I'll catch up with you soon.
All right. Well, Dave, hopefully I'm still making it in. I'm in Pontiac, so I don't know where the end of the rope is for me. So, but yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, we'll see. I'll get that mounted tonight, and hopefully it works out. What is the maximum power that we're allowed in non-amateur mode? Is it 1 watt?
Yeah, it's 1 watt, or they call it 30 decibel meters, decibel watts. I don't know why it's dBm. Oh, milliwatt, that's right, decibel, milliwatt. So 30 dBm, which is equivalent to about 1 watt. So, yeah, so that's the maximum we can do. I was YouTubing it a little bit the last few days, and I got a lot more information, but don't be discouraged if you don't make it out. I mean, you've got the equipment. We'll figure it out. We'll figure this all out. We're still kind of tinkering with it. But if you get it up in the attic, I think that will help. So, all right, I'll let you go if you're at your end of your rope in Pontiac. You were in there pretty good, but I know that's going to fade pretty quickly if you're going west. So back to you for one more round. KF8S.
Yeah, out here in Pontiac, it seems to be hit or miss. I think that's where I notice the difference between this UHF antenna and then the 2x4. I think the 2x4 I'm great out in Livonia, but in this area here, going up and down the hills and by the lakes here, I think that has it coming in and out. At least my receive is in and out with the receiver itself. All right, well, that sounds good. I'll let you guys know. I'll put a message up on Telegram once I have everything set up and running. So we should be able to experiment tonight. So, all right, cool. Well, take it easy. KE8, TFM, I'll be monitoring.
All right, 73 for now. KF8F.
KE8, VSI. Is that West Bloomfield? Phil's repeater still linked. Might want to try that one.
You know, I still haven't made it out to my truck yet with the computer to update it. I got it back. You know what? I got to put that on the list tonight. So yeah, I gotta add that one here. I don't have it in this radio. So yeah, but I know that one is there and it is linked. I think I tried it and I was able to hit it from my house, so I it should be working. I just have to actually add it to the radio.
Good, just make sure you didn't forget about it. Yeah, I still got to update the Richmond one in mine so that it changed frequencies, and I haven't done my mobile yet, so that's on my list, so I know how it is. All right, talk to you later, KE8BSI.
This is Hotel Sierra Zero, Zulu, Quebec Alpha. Listening, and I'm in Thailand, over.
Good afternoon, KETFM. Not sure if I'm still making it in, but I'll talk as long as I'm making it. I'm over here in Eagle Harbor, I think, is where I'm at now.
Yeah, okay. You're surely making it into the repeater. A little bit scratchy, but I'm on Echo Link, and I'm in Thailand. And my call sign is Hotel Sierra Zero, Zulu, Quebec Alpha, and name is David. Over.
Oh, well, good afternoon, Dave. I didn't, it's the first time on this repeater I've heard someone come in through the echo link like that. Ah, very good. So you're, Thailand. All right. Well, that's cool. What, are you, living there in, Thailand, business? What's your purpose there? You sound like you might be, I'm going to take a guess and say, the United Kingdom somewhere.
Yeah, 100%. I come from the United Kingdom. I'm an expat now. I live in Thailand. I live here for 3 years with my beautiful Thai wife. And, some people on these repeaters sometimes. And HF is a little bit up and down sometimes, so repeaters and especially EchoLink is very handy for me. Over.
Yeah, that's for sure. The repeaters are definitely going to be a little bit more consistent. It's, I'm having a really hard time getting the repeater now at the area where I'm at, so I'm not sure how long I'm going to be able to keep talking with you. So. There might be someone else that's monitoring. I'll let them jump in, but I'm going to go ahead and say 73, because as soon as I get down these hills, I'm probably going to be out. But it was nice chatting with you, and this is KEATFM.
Yeah, okay, I'm off. Nobody comes back to me. I'm well surprised that I've actually got into this repeater and spoke to somebody. Thank you very, very much, my friend. And 73s. Happy New Year.
This is KEARUH. Just pick up where Damien left off. How are you doing today?
Yeah, okay. I think you're talking to me, my friend, but I'm not sure. I'm actually in bed now. It's night time now, about after 12 at night, but so I can't actually write you in a log or anything. So if I forget your call sign, no worries. I'm fine. And whereabouts in the US are you, my friend, over?
I am just outside of Detroit, Michigan, about 15 miles north of Detroit, Michigan.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know Detroit. I know where that is, of course. I actually live in a place called Saconacon, a city called Saconacon, and is in the northeastern part of Thailand, northeast Thailand, about 1 hour drive from the Lao border, Lao-Vietnam border, really. Beautiful part of the world. I live here nearly 3 years now, and I'm really happy here, over.
That's very cool. I have been here mostly my whole life. I moved away once, but came back. So, that's very cool. It sounds like you live in an interesting spot.
Yeah, it's a beautiful part of the world. One thing, I cannot speak to. Cannot speak to the United States on the HF. I've tried 11 meters, 10 meters, 15 meters. Cannot do it. It's just a part of the world where I am. It's just impossible to contact the USA through HF. I can speak to Canada. And Alaska, and down Brazil, but USA in the middle, impossible. It's just how radio is, you know what I mean, please, Robert?
That's interesting. you can get to Canada and Alaska, but can't hit Western United States. I wonder why that is.
I've absolutely no idea. But, you know, I can do them two places, and I can do Brazil and Argentina from here. I run a three-element quad antenna, a homebrew quad antenna on HF for 10 and 11 meters, but I cannot get them. I do run a two-element Moxon antenna on 15 and 20. But there's no way I can get to America. I've really tried hard, but my station on HF, I only use 75 whiskies at maximum power through an old Kenwood radio, so it's not the strongest station in the world, but I cannot even hear the stations in the US. I've really tried, but it's just one of those things. That's radio, I guess, over. Oh, yeah, and by the way, my name is David, over.
Yeah, that's interesting. I can't imagine why. But, hey, it was great talking to you. I'm at my next stop. Unlike you, who are up in the middle of the night speaking on the radio, I'm in mid-day here. It's 12:30 in the afternoon, and I am running errands for my wife. I'm running into a store. It was great speaking with you. This is K-E-H-R-U-H in here at Anthony. And I will say 7-3 for now. Talk to you soon, hopefully.
Yeah, okay, my friend. Yeah, 7-3 to you. Happy New Year, and thank you. I'm going to go at QRT in August. It's well after midnight, so I have to go to sleep. And, I'll go QRT. 7-3, bye-bye, my friend. Bye-bye.
Hey, David, before you go, I'm another David. Call sign is Kilo Zulu, 8 Zulu. I just wanted to say hi, since you're on the repeater, and this is one of the ones I listen to quite often. I know you're going to sleep, so I'll also say 73, God bless, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, okay, Happy New Year to you, my friend. It's really nice to catch somebody on the repeater for a change. This is Hotel Sierra Zero, Zulu, Quebec Alpha. We're going QRT, and my UK call sign is 2 Echo 0, Whiskey Bravo, Quebec. Whiskey Bravo, Quebec. I almost forgot that. It's been 3 years since I've used that call sign. But I wish you best in peace. Bye-bye. Thank you, Artie. Bye-bye.
Happy night, David. I'll look you up on QRZ 73.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, I'm on QRZ. So, okay, bye-bye.
Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Delta Romeo, listening.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 41 degrees.
This is WNSC Mobile, monitoring. NAKPP Mobile.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Sunny, 42 degrees.
Yes.
SATAG radio check.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, sunny, 45 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, sunny, 45 degrees.
NABDF mobile.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours, sunny, 42 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, clear, 43 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, clear. 41 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 39 degrees.
KSA, use the radio check.
Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Partly cloudy. 35 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 34 degrees.